Welcome to the Zoe Routh Leadership Podcast, your source of strategies and insights to make you a better leader. Influence, improve, inspire.
Hi, it's Zoe, and I've just read a really interesting book, one that I didn't skim over, and I actually want to dissect and play with and apply the useful things that are in it. So I thought I'd share a couple of the key things with you and unpack it over the next couple of weeks, because I think it's got some really useful things for us as leaders if we're going to be more effective in our current contexts. The book is called The Listening Society, A Meta-Modern Guide to Politics, Book One, and it's by Hansi Freinacht. So what Hansi, what a great name, by the way, has to say is that he goes through the developmental model of leadership and humanity. So he looks at adult development and all the different theories that come into play with that. So if you're not familiar with adult development theory, this is actually a pretty good introduction, because he does a bit of an overview of the different models, their failings, their flaws, and also their strengths. So it gives you a map of how adults continue to develop and evolve, mostly. And it gives us a really good roadmap of how we can evolve our leadership thinking. His primary concern and objective in the book is to make the point that development matters. How we think, how we behave really matters in terms of we're going to deal with some of the issues and challenges that our world, we've created in our world and through our complex legal systems and our modern economic systems that are global and interconnected. So this kind of world needs very different kind of leadership and thinking than what we've had in the past. So for example, earlier stages of leadership development include the warrior phase. Warrior phase doesn't work that well with such a complex world dynamic that we have in play right now. So we need a different way of looking at the world. And his main premise is that we need to be meta-modern. So without going into all the detail of that, the primary thing that to need to understand with that is that we need to be aware of our worldviews, and we need to be able to appreciate and understand the worldviews of others if we are going to create new systems and new businesses and new complexities that integrate all of us instead of excluding some of us. So if we're going to do that, we need to start back at the basics. And I think this is one of the parts that the book is missing. So he lays out the whole argument and the whole map of what we can do or what we should be developing, but there's not very much in that how do we develop it. So the key things he says that we need to develop is our complexity of leadership thinking, our state, our emotional state of being, so how happy and blissful and in fact we are, our depth of emotion, which means how integrated are our emotions. So can we go the full pendulum of emotion and be okay with dealing with the worst of our pain and the best of our bliss and be able to feel things more fully? And the fourth one, oh God, what the hell is the fourth one? Those are the ones that I remember. I should have prepared that a little bit. Sorry. Cognitive development. So that's the complexity piece. So that's being able to see systems thinking and complexity in greater layers and greater extent. So when we can do all that, we're going to be moving towards a meta-modern perspective. Now, that may all sound like hoogity-boogity if we don't know what it means for us day to day. So let's roll it back to the primary one, and that's sort of developing higher level states, which can make us more effective to expand all of our leadership thinking and so on. So how do we do all that? The primary thing is to set up really good self-management routines. This sounds so basic, and yet it's so poorly done by a lot of the leaders I run across, that we need to make our self-management, our self-leadership, our primary concern, so that we have the inner resourcefulness and inner resilience to do the heady emotional work, to do the heady intellectual work that's required to get us to the post-modern or the meta-modern stages of leadership thinking. So what are you going to do to develop your energy? And I'm talking about physical energy, mental, emotional, and spiritual energy. It all starts with routines. Take a morning routine. And if you don't have a really good morning routine that sets you up for the day, this is the first thing you can do. So here are some suggestions. make sure that you do something physical for yourself, some sort of physical activity, whether it's stretching or yoga or walking or running or exercise of some sort, something to engage yourself with your physical entity. That's pretty important. Next thing is, what are you ingesting? Is what you're putting into your body fueling you, or is it draining you? So that's the next sort of thing. From your emotional point of view and your mental and spiritual point of view, meditation crosses dots all the I's and crosses all the T's with that. So it's developing some form of meditation practice that works for you will help set you up on your day. So this is what I do in my routine. In my routine, I get up, I get my Tian Chi, which is adaptogenic herbs. I'll put a link in the newsletter for you. And what the herbs do is they help nourish my nervous system. So I've been doing this for a while, and that's my sort of first thing I consume is that. I make also a cup of green tea. So after I have my Tian Chi, I do a 20-minute meditation, and I assess my heart rate variability along the way. That gives me some feedback as to how my physical body is doing. Is it worn out and beat up, or is it feeling good and resilient? So that gives me an indicator of how hard I can push myself at the gym. Then I go to the gym. Oh, before that, actually, I'm incorporating a new routine with a Qigong practice called Yidin Jing, which is kind of like a Tai Chi yoga series of movements, and it integrates breath work and focus work and movement. So to integrate and to help move your chi or your energy through your body, I'm loving that practice. So that's the other thing I do. Then I go to the gym, ride my bike over to the gym, do my gym workout, come back, breakfast. And then we're almost ready for the day. And the last part before we actually kick into the day is making sure I review my key priorities for the day, which I set the night before, so that I know I can hit the ground running once I've had a shower and off into the office we go. So that's my little routine. It's working for me. And things I'm struggling with at the moment is how to build Yijin Jing and meditation and exercise all at once. So I've been playing with the format of that. But that's the intention for the moment. Love to hear your routine.